The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutter. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. Within the next 20 seconds, a fire will break out somewhere in the United States. Yes, there are 4,600 fires in America each day of the year. They kill 11,000 persons and disfigure or severely burn thousands more. The unfortunate part of this picture is that most of these fires could have been avoided. For example, 90% of all fires which start in the home can be traced to human carelessness.
By obeying a few simple rules of fire prevention from now on, you and I can protect ourselves and our families from this devastating menace.
Rule one is, don't smoke in bed or discard lighted cigarettes carelessly. Rule two, clean out old newspapers, magazines, and other inflammable debris. Rule three, promptly repair defective wiring as soon as you notice it. Rule four, use only those cleaning fluids which will not burn. And last but not least, be careful with matches. Keep them out of the reach of small children. Remember, it doesn't pay to gamble with fire. The odds are against you every time. Now, Mrs. McGee is down at the beauty shop this morning. The parakeet's in his cage in the living room. And Mr. McGee is curled up with the latest magazine, catching up on his scientific reading.
And so, as the last space rustler bit the cosmic dust, our hero holsters his trusty ray gun, took off his 10-gallon oxygen hat, and wiped the radioactive sweat from his honest brow. You like this, Buster? Oh, this guy can really write, huh? Okay, listen now. And so, with peace restored to the space cattlemen of Jupiter Valley, Asteroid Roger, space cowboy, mounted his faithful space horse and rode slowly westward into space. Boy, this stuff is really good.
Hello, dear. I'm home.
Oh, hi, kiddo. What's the Christmas you got?
Yes, buddy, we'll take it down someday, I hope. Oh, that beauty parlor was busy today. How do you like my hair?
Oh, it looks swell. Yeah, I like it that way.
I'm glad because we were too busy at the beauty parlor to do anything to it. I just had to get a manicure and come home. Oh, guess what happened?
Oh, what? Did somebody mix concrete with a beauty clay and old lady Spradley went home with a paved push?
No, this
Don't tell me Madam Bertha turned the hairdryer too high and set fire to old man McDonald, the president of the Third National Bank's wife's league.
Mrs. McDonald does not wear it.
So much fascinating. World shaking news comes out of that poor stall gossip stable. I never knew what to expect. Between the mud they pack and the mud they sling. Okay, kiddo, so what happened?
Well, I was talking to Mrs. McDonald down there, and you know that new musical show that's playing at the Civic Opera House this week? That South Atlantic from New York?
Oh, yeah, that's a terrific show. They say it's completely sold out. Can't buy tickets at any price.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mrs. McDonald had a ticket that they can't use tonight, and she suggested that I use it. Look, there's Rose.
Okay, well, we'll have dinner out at the... just one ticket, huh?
Yes. My first thought was maybe we could buy another one and go together, but you can't get them anywhere. And, well, I do wish we had two tickets, but...
You go ahead and go, kiddo. I really wouldn't be interested myself, or just rather stay home and read.
Sure, you don't mind me going. I mean...
No, go ahead. You might enjoy it. I don't much like the idea of you being out at night by yourself. Like, you know, a lot of hold-ups and stuff going on, but if you don't mind...
Oh, I forgot to tell you the rest of it. I ran into Doris Callahan in front of the library, and I was telling her about it. And she and Dr. Gailey have tickets for tonight, so they're going to pick me up here.
Oh. Well, I suppose Doc would be the type of guy. He'd enjoy that type of show. Music and girls and stuff. Firstly, I... Come in.
Hi, Mr. Hollis. Hi.
Oh, hello, Ricky. Come on in.
Hello, sir. Aren't you supposed to be in school?
Yeah, it's only 11 o'clock. You aren't out for lunch already.
No. I'm about to rest for the day off, Father.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Miss Wesley, that's our teacher, she sent me a note 2 times.
Uh-oh. Trouble, sir?
Well, it wasn't really like that, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
No, Me and Molly Toots were drawing a picture of Miss Yeager on the blackboard by mistake, you see.
By mistake?
Sure. We thought she was out of the room, but she wasn't.
Oh, I wonder about that.
You shouldn't have done that to me.
No, not without checking first.
That was a wonderful picture of her, too.
Oh, that it was.
Yeah, with extra for eyes and four ears on it.
Wow.
And her hair looked like snakes. And all the kids laughed like everything. Everybody laughed at Miss Yeager.
Yeah, well, teachers are like that.
Have you been home yet, dear?
Not yet, Miss McGee. Our teacher says, I wonder if you're telling to spend the rest of the day thinking about how naughty you've been. So Willie Tips is going to think about it at the Beezer, at the Western Matinee, because he's got a choir.
Well,
I wondered if I could think about it at your house, Miss McGee.
Well, I don't know, dear. Maybe you should...
You sure? Say sure. Come on.
Just your school is out, Miss McGee, and I can go home with the other kids because I don't like to worry my dear mother because my dear mother...
I'll get it. McGee's resident. Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's here. Just a minute. Your mother, Tina?
Hello, mother, dear. Yes, my darling mother. I'm coming right home, mother, dear. Miss Yeager calls you, huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, mother, dear. Goodbye. Bye, Mr. McGee. It was nice knowing
you. Ah, don't worry, Timmy. Your mother.
Maybe if I fall down and strain my knees on the way home and I come in crying, my leg is broken.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. There's an expression that goes, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And that's a very good expression to keep in mind now that income tax time is coming along. This year, there are going to be approximately 58 million Americans who will be required to file federal income tax returns with the Bureau of Internal Revenue. First of all, there may be some doubt in your mind as to whether you file an income tax return or not. Well, everyone, regardless of age, who had an income of $600 or more during the past year is required by law to file an income tax return before March the 15th. Here are a couple of other points that may help you. Be sure your return is complete and accurate. And be sure you sign it. If it's a joint return, be sure the taxpayer and his wife both sign their names. And most important of all, be sure to file your income tax return early. If you're entitled to a refund, you'll receive it a lot sooner. Remember, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Especially you taxpayers.
McGee, Monica Miller saw it in New York, and she says it's a wonderful show.
Well, New York and Whistle Vista are two different things. This is a road company. They don't use the same actors here that they use in New York at all, you know.
Oh,
that.
I know that. But they must be good or they wouldn't be in the show, because...
Why worry about it? You got a free ticket, so go ahead and go. What can you lose, free ticket?
Well, there are some wonderful songs in the show. I know that.
Sure, great. I heard them all on the radio a dozen times. We heard Dinah Shore sing most of them last week, remember?
True.
And after I've heard Dinah sing a song, I can't get very excited over going to see some road company soprano with a cold from riding a drafted train trying to grab hold of a high note to keep ducking behind the rafters.
I don't know. You don't make it sound very exciting. Cut them in the kitchen, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah, well, you go right ahead and go.
Go where, Johnny?
To the show.
What show?
I'm going to see South Atlantic tonight, Mr. Oldtimer.
There's a party, kids. Bijou.
No, no.
Well, me and Bessie, we're going to Bijou tonight. We'll come by and ride over with you, kids. We'll have a picnic.
Well, no.
We'd like to go and sit in the balcony and eat peanuts and soda holes over the railing. You'll have a wonderful evening with our kids. We're a panic.
Yeah, but we're not going to.
You and Bessie would like you and daughter there, Johnny, to be our guests for the peanuts.
I'm trying to...
You can buy the show tickets. We'll be there about 7:15 so we can see two shows.
Hey, will you pipe down? We're not going to the Bijou.
Okay. I'll let Bessie buy the tickets.
You see, Mr. Oldtimer, Mrs. McDonald gave me a ticket to see South Atlantic. It's a New York show.
New York, huh? Are you all in? just to see a show, daughter.
Oh, good now.
Send me a postcard, will you, Johnny? I love New York. Let you go there sometime. Have fun, kid.
Goodbye.
My, is he confused.
Yeah. Did you hear that wind? It's turning cold out there. Good night. Stay home by the fire. I might just call Mort Tooth. See if him and Mabel might come over and play some 300 Panazza with me.
I sort of hate to go to this show without you tonight, dearie. If there was only some way to get another ticket.
Ah, that's not for me. Nice of you to feel that way, but I wouldn't be interested if you had 6 tickets. You'll enjoy it, though. Probably.
Well, I thought I would at first, but... Well, I'll go get dinner. Another piece of pie, McGee? Some more coffee?
No, I'm loaded. You better start getting dressed for the show anyhow. Look, Molly, I don't want you sitting there in that chilly opera house worrying about me being lonesome or anything tonight.
Well, I know you don't mind me going.
Because I phoned Morton. Him and Mabel are coming over at 8:30 to play Connecticut. I'm going to build a fire in the fireplace and pop some popcorn and maybe make some hot buttered root beers and we'll just listen to the wind howl outside.
McGee,
I'm
not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I've been thinking about it, and I wouldn't enjoy that show. I'm staying home.
Are you sure you don't want to go, Molly? Why, you might enjoy
it. No, it's cold outside, and I'd have to get all dressed up, and, well, I'd rather stay home and play cards with you and the juicers.
Well, frankly, kiddo, I think you made a wise decision.
I think so, too.
I didn't want to say anything because it was your ticket, but I felt all along that you wouldn't enjoy that show. I know I wouldn't. Boy, you couldn't drag me out of this house tonight with 6 horses with Lady Godiva sitting on each one of them, and...
I'll get it. 79 Whistle Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Doris. I was just going to phone Dr. Gambler. Huh? Oh, he can't? Oh, what a shame.
He can't, Molly. He can't what?
Just a minute, Doris. Yeah. The doctor can't go tonight. He has an operation.
Yeah.
How's that, Doris? Oh, that's a nice thought, dear, but we had just decided to stay at home. You can get someone to use the ticket, can't you?
What ticket? Use what ticket? Can't Doc use his ticket? Do you want somebody to use Doc's ticket?
Hush, dearie, I can't hear.
Huh?
No, Doris. McGee was just saying you couldn't get him out of this house tonight.
Well, hey, we'll go with it, you know. We'll both go. Give me the phone, will you?
What? But...
Hello, Doris. Yeah, we'd love to go, Doris. We'll pick you up in 20 minutes. Well, goodbye.
But McGee, the teacher, he said you...
Hurry up, Molly. Curtain time in half an hour. I'll run up and see. You write a note for Morton Mabel and we'll leave it on the front door. I hear it's a great show, and it says...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Again tomorrow, you'll hear the nation's top comedy entertainers with their own special brands of humor to keep you laughing all evening long when you set your radio dial to this same NBC station. Just listen to this list of top entertainers. There's Bob Hope, Phil Harris and Alice Faye, Gertrude Berg, and of course, Fibber McGee and Molly. When you add up this entertainment plus, you'll know why so many millions of radio listeners make NBC the place to stay on Friday. Phil Harris and Alice Faye furnish mirth and music to make their half-hour show one of the week's entertainment high spots. Listen and laugh at the antics of Elliot Lewis, Julius Abruzzo, Phil, and all the wonderful cast of comedy characters. And you'll also want to be in the audience tomorrow for the Bob Hope Show, featuring songs by Margaret Whiting and the music of Les Brown and his band of renown. Family comedy is the keynote of Gertrude Berg's new show, The House of Glass. It's an intriguing story of life in a hotel in the Catskills. Yes, you'll enjoy all of the programs sent your way via NBC every Friday evening.
Well, kiddo, did you have a good time?
Yes, good show.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, Al.
NBC has brought you the Fibber McGee and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old timer. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. This Saturday, enjoy Roadshow, an exciting new show on the NBC Radio Network.